Thanks. Yeah, Attorney General on 9-0. May I come in for a minute? Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, President.
Nick, Jack Miller supposedly made a speech denouncing Brass saying that he's Bobby Baker's lawyer.
Jack Miller did?
Yeah, Senator Miller. And that his confirmation ought to be held up because, see what the grand jury did about Bobby Baker. And so forth.
I just heard that Clark Molyneux is writing a story to that effect. For the Coles publication tomorrow.
Well, what's the answer to it?
Well, the answer to it is that there's nothing to it in two ways. One, he represented, he was attorney of record for the Serview Corporation. Secondly, the grand jury there is not the responsibility of the United States Attorney, but one of the Department of Justice. One but which has been handled by lawyers from the Department of Justice, not by the U.S. Attorney.
What'd you hear about Molyneux?
What did I hear about him? I just heard from my press fellow, Jack Rosenfeld, before I called you. He told me Molyneux was doing that. Molyneux's kind of a nut. And I just thought I was going to call David Bress and get ready to hit in the afternoon. The Star will write it pretty much from our point of view. And they're just waiting.
How in the hell are they ever going to convict Baker if they indict him if they just keep on every day hitting him? Looks like to me that, by God, that...
Got more prejudicial publicity on that than any case I ever saw.
More than anything I ever heard of. Every day. His vast empire. Poor bastard hasn't got anything to eat. They're canceling his contract now.
I remember way back, Mr. President, when that thing first broke in the newspapers and Newsweek. I remember having a big argument with Ben Bradley. I mean, the disgraceful thing that I ever seen, President.
Yeah.
You know, they came, broke that thing whenever they came out Monday. But they were off from the liberal press.
Well, both tickers got it, and I imagine they'll ask Bill about it tomorrow, and I'm going to tell Bill to say to him that his information is that Mr. Bress has never represented Baker individually. He represented the company on some matters of depositions, and that, however, we never take each client to the man represents, a lawyer represents, that the Attorney General's informed us that this is not something that either Mr. Atchison, the preceding district attorney, or Mr. Bress, the succeeding district attorney, have anything to do with. It's being grand jury has been handled by the Department of Justice.
I think that's fine. Why don't I, after I talk with Bress, get Jack Rosenthal together with Bill so they make absolutely
That's right. That's right, and then I'd also try to hope Bill doesn't have to get it. If he doesn't get it, it might be the best thing for Bill, just refer it over to the Justice Department.
Yeah.
That'd be probably the smart thing to do. And
it might be really better, and we'd be ready over there.
I don't know whether Rosenthal's got any query from the Post or not on these wire service stories.
He didn't have 10 minutes ago, and... I doubt they'd have it for tomorrow morning.
Well, they'll have it. Just a question when they had it.
The only source he had was not with respect to Jack Miller's speech, but with respect to the Molyneux story. He'd just gotten that when he called me. He called me in the car as I was coming home.
Yeah.
before I called you.
Well, I imagine that's where Molenhoff get Miller to do it, you see.
Well, that would figure, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he gets Gross and Miller all the time. He do his stuff.
He's a very strange man, Molenhoff. You know, I think he was the fellow who wanted to prosecute Roger Tuck.
Okay, thank you, my friend. All right. Now, you get on it tonight and tell Rosenthal what to say to him if supposed to ask him or let friendly some of them know that this is not a matter that's being handled by any individual district attorney. I imagine Pearson's doing some of this.
He could be. I was trying to get Brett through on the committee tomorrow and out. The only problem, the only senator I had any problems with, and he wouldn't barefoot talk to him, I didn't. Wouldn't say what was on his mind was Tom Dodd. And I thought that might have been off Pearson. Are they close at all, do you know?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Why don't you call Dodd? Why don't you call him? I'd just like to find out. He's my friend.
Well, I know that. I just didn't want to bring you into it.
I'd just call him and ask him what his problem is.
All right.
Okay.